proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for tuning in today. Over our past few programs, we've been looking at Bible geography in the land of Israel. We've been visiting places both past and present that are truly special to us as we read our Bibles. Now, the last time we were together, we visited Lion's Gate, also called St. Stephen's Gate, which is on the eastern side of the Old City of Jerusalem. Here we walked into the Muslim quarter of the Old City. Now, just up ahead begins the Via Dolorosa, where Jesus carried his cross. And also a few feet away from the Lion's Gate is the Pool of Bethesda, where Jesus healed the lame man. We remember the testimony of St. Stephen, who was martyred outside of this gate as he stood for Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Now, Stephen's boldness should encourage us to stand for the Lord in the face of opposition. Now, from Lion's Gate, we turn the corner to the north side of the old city walls of Jerusalem. Just ahead of us is Herod's Gate, also known as Flower's Gate. Now, this small and modest entrance to the Muslim quarter was called Herod's Gate due to the Crusaders' belief that the palace of Herod Antipas was near here. That's the Herod from the time of Jesus. Actually, this was closer to Antonia Fortress where Pilate was, whereas Herod Antipas' palace was probably closer to where Jaffa Gate is today on the west side of the old city. Now, we will continue our journey past Damascus Gate onto the New Gate. Now, don't worry, we will come back to Damascus Gate, but now we are here at the New Gate. It's called the New Gate because, well, it's the newest gate in the old city of Jerusalem, and actually built by the Ottoman Turks in 1889 to provide direct access into the Christian quarter of the old city. I like to come here and zigzag my way through the quiet alleys on my way to Jaffa Gate to avoid the hustle and bustle of the Damascus Gate. Also, there's a great pizzeria on this way as well worth stopping for. Well, let's now make our way back to the Damascus Gate, which is the most ornate of all the gates in the old city of Jerusalem. The current gate you see here in front of you was built by the Ottoman ruler Suleiman the Magnificent in the year 1517. Damascus Gate bears this name due to the fact that it faces north towards Damascus. In looking at this gate, I want to direct your attention to look down on the left side of today's city gate. That smaller gate that you see down there is actually from the Roman era, and that was from the time of Hadrian in the 2nd century. Now, several years earlier, the Crusaders built walls and gates above this, not realizing that they're preserving this ancient gate from the time of the Romans. Let's now walk across the street here, but be careful because this is a very busy traffic area. We now come to the Garden Tomb and Gordon's Calvary. We find a tomb that dates back to the 1st century that has a garden. It's amazing that the descriptions mentioned in the Gospels concerning the Lord's death and burial actually fit very good at this spot. Even though we cannot say for sure that this is the place where Jesus died and rose again, we can believe by faith that the tomb of Jesus is empty and he is alive forevermore. Now, when I think of the Damascus Gate, I think we should think of our Savior's love for us in going to the cross and paying the ultimate price for our salvation. Now, my question to you today, my friend, is this. Do you have that salvation? Have you received the forgiveness of your sins by accepting Jesus as your Savior? Well, the Bible says that today is the day of salvation. So come to Jesus the Messiah before it is too late. Now truly, Herod's Gate, the New Gate and Damascus Gate in the old city of Jerusalem gives us a unique view into the mystery of this special place. It is definitely a favorite of mine, as well as for many visitors who come here to the Holy Land. Now from ancient history to the current people and future events, there is something to learn and appreciate here at every turn. Now, I invite you to join us again in the future as we will visit other places in Jerusalem, including the city of David, as well as the modern city of Jerusalem, which is called New Jerusalem today, on our tour of Bible geography in the land of Israel. So come along and invite a friend as well. Also, just want to mention that IBJM does host a special tour to Israel and on a regular basis. I invite you to contact us here at IBJM for more information about that. Now, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6. Which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.